Okay, I've stopped David. He was giving us his budget report, so keep going, David.
Okay. And this is in regards to the 2021 preliminary budget document.
Thank you.
The Road and Bridge has two separate funds. The first fund is the Road and Bridge Trust Fund, which is funded primarily by sales tax and restricted for the purpose of improvement and construction of road and bridges in Taney County under the provisions of Statute 67-700. The estimated beginning balance for this fund is $10 million, with projected revenues of $9,766,500 and expenditures budgeted at $11,340,293.46. The estimated end balance will be $8,426,206.54. The second fund is the Road and Bridge Fund, which includes the CART funds and the motor vehicle tax funds. The projected revenues are $1,339,950, and the anticipated expenditures are $1,967,750, starting with an estimated reserve of $1.4 million. This fund will have an end balance of $283,428.59. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at $1,942,443.54. This fund shows projected revenues from the sales tax and interest totaling $8,795,648.46. The estimated expenditures of $13,018,051.03 will end the fund balance at about $1,942,443.54. The expenditures include many sewer projects such as the Venice on the Lake sewer system and the sewer pump out program. All other funds were budgeted on the request made by the departments at their sole discretion. With this document, it will be provided at a public service request from the county clerk's office, and it is a public document and upon request. Any questions from the commission?
Well, I understand that's a budget in work. We'll
Correct.
Have many meetings on it.
Correct.
But did I understand you right that you said that now we're going to end 2020 with $12,844,000 and you're projecting that we'll end with $8,426,021 on Road and Bridge? And I don't even want to look at the CART fund.
Oh, on Road and Bridge?
Uh-huh. You're projecting that we're going to go down that much?
I've projected within that amount, but do keep in mind that it does have, a million-dollar contingency within it. I'll have to double-check those, but I believe it has a contingency within it. So I don't believe it will go down that far, but it depends on if they are needing to use the contingency, which are for the unforeseen expenditures of that year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
I'm going to move to approve checks number 461164 through 461179, then checks number 461181 through 461204, warrants 7507 through 7511. And journal entry 1, 2, and 3. And I don't know if the commission wants discussion on 4. We'll do it separate. So that's my motion.
So your motion is just 1, 2, and 3?
And then we can have discussion on 4. I understood this, a discussion may want to be had.
So is your motion just 1, 2, I'll second if it's 1, 2, and 3. And then we can make these.
Yes, sir.
What's your motion?
My motion is checks number 461164 through 461179, checks 461181 through 461204, warrants 7507 through 7511, journal entries 1, 2, and 3.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm going to leave the room while another check is voted on.
I'll make a motion to approve check number 461180.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a transfer left for discussion. Transfer request from the General County Revenue to the Assessor's Fund. We have the assessor here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, is Ms. White back in yet?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We don't normally transfer unless there's a need, is that correct? And don't they have well over, how much is in their account right now?
I'm understanding that there's going to be a need to qualify for the purchase, which we'll discuss down the later, for 2 vehicles.
They can't buy vehicles. They can't legally own them. The county has to buy. My understanding, if I remember right, I don't have it in front of me. They can't own any vehicles. We have to buy them and we lease them to them. So we wouldn't be putting the money in there for them to buy vehicles.
What the research I was giving, and you may want to do further, is that the vehicles can be bought from county funds that are transferred to them, but they cannot be bought from state funds or the CART funds, only from county funds from other sources.
I would like to add that at the end of October...
You want to come to the mic?
Brandon, the answer to your question is at this moment, at the end of October, the assessment fund has $258,750.
We do have...
Okay, so you receive a lot more in December, was it not?
Yes, and we do have expenditures here in accounts payable that'll come out of that, and some other expenditures that'll be coming out of that.
Yes, there is pending quite a bit of expenditures.
I had the auditor figure on, based upon what it is now, and the expenditures that are in accounts payable and that are coming, and it would bring the account down to $9,400 and some odd, but they would be expecting a payment in from the state in...
It's going to be in November.
In November. He went on what they got last year was $60,000, and then you'll start collecting from a tax. As people pay their tax bills, there'll be a payment the 1st of December for what's collected in November, and then you'll have a mid-December payment.
And that's where the majority of the...
That payment will be about $39,000.
I'm sorry, Don, I didn't hear you. The state reimbursement is, instead of 60, it's going to be 38 or 39,000, Don Blue or accounts payable just said. That was the research that I got in regard to the account. Was that understandable, Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
So all of that said is what I have been instructed, and the statute, I don't have it in front of me, maybe I do, is that the assessor cannot buy vehicles with state money that's coming. It has to be from other funds.
Right. I don't know that we can transfer money in there and then buy. I would need to look that up or ask Travis or look at the statute, because that's why we bought them in the past and leased them. Was my understanding was we couldn't even give them the money to buy it. We had to buy it. But I don't know that for a fact.
The assessor's coming to the mic.
The question is, the two old trucks, the one that's not working and the one that we are still using that has 181,000 miles on it, does the assessor's office own that, or are we leasing that from you too? Because my understanding was the reason we're leasing the newest truck is because the assessor didn't have the money to buy one for some reason. I don't know why. And that we were in need, and the commission was kind enough to help us, and that's why we're leasing it. But I need to look further into that. But do you know why or who owns the first two vehicles that I've got for so long?
What years were those bought? Like in the early 90s or mid 90s?
I thought they were early 2000.
Are they early 2000?
Yeah. I just heard they're almost 20 years old.
I don't know the answer to that. The auditor may know. I don't know if you've ever looked into that or not.
Well, we can find out. I mean, we've got the titles over at Dozendar.
Yeah, Benefits will have those titles.
Yeah, we've got the titles.
And the obligation
to I would think the title would be in the county's name anyway.
And like I said, the concern is that we need at least three trucks to do the job, and one isn't functioning at the moment, and we've been told it's not worth fixing. It costs more to fix than to purchase a newer one. So
I don't think we have a problem with getting new trucks. We need to talk to the other two, but the issue is the transfer. We cannot transfer the money for you to buy trucks, in my opinion, without being told otherwise by living statute or by an attorney. So, I mean, if the reason for the desire to transfer is for trucks, then I don't see a problem in purchasing the trucks and leasing them like we have been.
We have Tom Muller here. Do you have the titles?
I do.
Come on up to the mic if you don't care and tell us who's on the assessor trucks.
The two 2002 Fords were purchased in 2002, and the title says Taney County on them. And then the 2016 Ford was purchased in 2006. The title says Taney County Commission.
So how come we're not leasing the first two for you? Is that telling us that my office owns them, or just Taney County in general? I'm still confused. I'm sorry.
I think it's saying Taney County, but
they would be on the Taney County insurance policy. If your office was owner, then the insurance would be charged to that office. Is that correct?
The insurance itself is charged to that office.
The insurance itself is. Oh, okay.
I did find out that in 2002, those vehicles were purchased out of this as well.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't in on it then, so I didn't know.
On my inventory.
Yeah. And is that around the time we lost state funds? We lost all state funds and had to supplement out of the GCR to run the assessor's office. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure on the money that's left in my